On this sixth day of the novena in preparation for Pentecost, we continue our reflections on the writings of St. Maximilian Kolbe from The Immaculate Conception and the Holy Spirit by Father Manto Bonomi. Pope Benedict XVI at the canonization of the Brazilian Franciscan St. Antonio de St. Anne Galveo stated, "Let us give thanks to God the Father, to God the Son, to God the Holy Spirit, from whom, through the intercession of the Virgin Mary, we receive all the blessings of heaven." St. Maximilian even more boldly states in this reflection, "The Holy Spirit does not confer any grace. The Father does not give supernatural life to any soul by the Son and the Holy Spirit, unless these gifts are bestowed through the mediatrix of all grace, the Immaculata, who cooperates in the giving and distributes them as she wills. Veni Sancte Spiritus, come, Holy Spirit, come by the means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse. Amen."
The Chaplet to Our Lady, Spouse of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The first mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Immaculate Conception. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
The second mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mary's preparation to be the mother of Jesus, expressed in her presentation. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
The third mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the espousal of Mary and Joseph. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world.
The fourth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Annunciation. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The fifth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Visitation. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The sixth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the hidden life of Nazareth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, sinners, now,
Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The seventh mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the wedding feast at Cana. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, sinners, now, Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The eighth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is Mary becomes the mother of all believers at the foot of the cross. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The ninth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the descent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
The tenth mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Assumption. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
The 11th mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is the coronation of Mary as Queen of Heaven and Earth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
The 12th mystery of the espousal of the Holy Spirit with the Blessed Virgin Mary is Mary's enduring intercession, protection, and presence to her children. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Mary pondered all these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Do whatever he tells you.
Glory be
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, from the cross you breathed forth your Spirit after you had entrusted your mother to the beloved disciple. Thank you, Lord, for these precious gifts. Standing with St. John the Beloved, I also accept these graces. May your Holy Spirit enter into my spirit, into my heart, into my relationships, into every aspect of my life. I welcome your Holy Spirit to be my constant companion and guide. I receive the Virgin Mary as my mother and my queen. I accept her into all that is my own. May she dispose all that is in me so that by her intercession and by the work of the Holy Spirit, your life and likeness may be formed in me. Amen.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Christ, have mercy.
Of thy faithful,
and kindle in them the fire of thy love.
Let us pray. O Holy Ghost, most beloved of our souls, prostrate before thy infinite majesty, we implore thee with all the longing of our hearts, the most singular grace of humility, that thou may be made known, served and loved upon earth, and glorified for all eternity. And this through the most humble and pure heart of thy Immaculate Spouse, the ever-Virgin Mary. Grant us the grace to love the cross, and to die nailed to it, without ever descending from it.
Amen.
Ave Maria. On this sixth day of the Novena to the Holy Spirit, we continue with our reflections from the book The Immaculate Conception and the Holy Spirit by Father Manto Bonomi. In this reading, we reflect on Our Lady, who is the most perfect of God's creatures and the one most ineffably united to the Holy Spirit. The Immaculata is so perfectly united to the Holy Spirit in this spousal union that the Holy Spirit does not act without her in His work of sanctification and salvation of souls. Our Father in heaven is the first principle and the last end of all things. Human intelligence and human language, although so handicapped, have tried to think about God and to speak of Him. What we can understand about God is not really adequate, yet it is true as far as it goes. Through divine revelation, we know that from all eternity the Father begets the Son and the Holy Spirit proceeds from Father and Son. This life of the Most Holy Trinity is re-echoed in numberless and various ways by the creatures that issue from God's hands. God is one in the Holy Trinity. His creatures are like Him in more or less remote ways. The universal principle according to which every effect resembles its cause applies here all the more fully and exactly insofar as God creates everything from nothing. Thus, there is nothing in creation which is not God's work. Every act of love in God comes forth from the Father through the Son and the Holy Spirit. God creates, maintains in existence, gives life and growth in the natural as well as in the supernatural order. In His love, God supports in existence all His innumerable limited created resemblances. And the love reaction that is provoked in the creature can return to the Father only through the Holy Spirit and the Son. We may not always realize this fully, but such is the case. No one but God is the author of the act of love found in a creature. But when this creature is intelligent and free, such an act cannot be elicited without its consent. Among creatures, the summit of this love that goes back to God is the Immaculata, the one being totally without any stain of sin, all beautiful, all divine. At no time did her will ever deviate from God's will. With all its strength, her will was always at one with His. In her came about the marvelous union of God with creation. The Father gave her His Son as to His spouse. The Son came down into her virginal womb to become her child. In her, the Holy Spirit miraculously fashioned the body of Jesus and made her soul His own dwelling place, penetrating her whole being in such an ineffable manner that the expression spouse of the Holy Spirit is far from adequate to express the life of the Spirit in her and through her. In Jesus, there are two natures, divine and human, but one single person who is God. Here, on the contrary, we have two natures and two persons, the Holy Spirit and the Immaculata, but united in a union that defies all human expression. The Holy Spirit does not confer any grace. The Father does not give supernatural life to any soul by the Son and the Holy Spirit, unless these gifts are bestowed through the mediatrix of all grace, the Immaculata, who cooperates in the giving and distributes them as she wills.
Prayer to Our Lady, Spouse of the Holy Spirit. O Mary, thou spotless bride of the Holy Spirit, thou art the glory of Jerusalem, the joy of Israel, the honor of our nation. Thou, as the valiant woman, didst crush the head of the serpent when thou didst offer thy divine Son to the Heavenly Father in the love of the Holy Spirit for the salvation of the world. Through the merits of this precious sacrifice and through the sufferings of thy Son, obtain for us the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I thank the Holy Spirit that he has chosen thee as his bride and constituted thee the dispenser of his graces. Look upon me with thy compassionate eyes. Look upon my distress and needs. Help me that I may never lose the grace of God nor defile the temple of the Holy Spirit, but that my heart may ever remain his holy dwelling, and that with thee I may eternally praise and bless the Holy Spirit in heaven. Amen. Our Lady of Light, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, pray for us.
Thank you for joining us for this Pentecost Novena on the Air Maria Catholic Radio Network. For more information on how to obtain the book, The Immaculate Conception and the Holy Spirit, by Father Manto Bonomi, visit wombradio.com. That's www.wombradio.com. Once again, thank you, and Ave Maria. Yeah.